Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. All right. Y'all give me a thumbs up. Can you hear me okay? My little AirPods? My neighbor is cutting his grass. So I'm hoping that you can't hear much of a lawnmower, at least for a little while. Awesome. That's good. That's awesome. How is everyone today? I'm so excited to be here doing the newbie orientation call. Feels like it's been a minute since I've been on Zoom, so I'm super excited to be here. I am so curious as people are coming in. Are you a newbie? Have you started in 2021? Are you an elder? Tell me who I'm talking to today. I'm watching the chat over here. Oh, good. We've got newbies. Yay! Awesome. Got elders, got all kinds of people. That's amazing. That is so good. Southern California, got a month complete. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I saw the chat's flying by. I saw an OGs here to pick up newbie tips. That's perfect. That is exactly what this call is for. It's for anyone who wants to come in, whether they're a newbie, whether they've been here a minute, whether they're an elder, just to see what's new in the program. What we suggest, you know, you do if you want to get back to the basics, remind you about all the resources, all those things. So no matter where you are in the journey, I'm glad you're here. 48 pounds down is amazing. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad to spend the next hour or so with you. So let me talk to you a bit about what this format is going to look like. This is basically going to be me teaching from a keynote that Corinne put together for orientation. So it might have some words in it that Kathy chooses not to use, but it might not. So I just think it was funny. I was reading through it and I thought, oh goodness, this is going to be fun. I won't be doing any coaching, but I will do some Q&A at the end. So if you have any questions about anything I've covered or anything that you're seeing in the membership that is confusing to you, that you want more information about, just go ahead and throw them in the Q&A. I would suggest, though, that you give me a minute to get through the presentation, and because I may answer your question. So it's up to you. We also have all kinds of people in the chat. I see Sierra's here. She was telling me on Instagram that she's going to cause some ruckus, which I love. So y'all help each other out over there, too. Okay. So if you have your hand raised, I'm not going to call on you. If you have a question, put it in the Q&A. And, you know, it looks like the numbers are stabilizing, so we'll go ahead and get started. Okay. All right. So let me get all my things together here. So I've got the chat moved over. So I won't watch the chat a lot, but if something catches my eye, I may refer to it. If you need me, make sure you use the Q&A. All right, so I'm going to share my screen. You're going to see the keynote. And then hopefully, all right. So what I want to know is, do you see the glasses and the notebook and the big screen and the little bitty screen of me? Is that what you see? Carol says, yep. All right, perfect. So let's get rolling, okay? So welcome. Welcome, everybody. We're going to get started. I'm Coach Kathy. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the co-host on the podcast. I've been with Corinne for, let's see, about 8 years now. I started with her, met her in 2013 at the infamous church retreat. Yes, that is a true story. Okay. It took me about 18 months to lose 80 pounds. That was when I was 47, 48 years old. So I don't know if I've gone through menopause or not, because I was one of those girls that had had the insides removed early on because of, you know, because of some stuff going on. But I like to think I'm postmenopausal. So I have a heart for that group of women. So, you know, the over 55s and the empty nesters and, you know, the moms, you know, I've been through all of that. I've been through, you know, all of those stages in life. So I feel like I can relate to you all pretty well. So, okay. After I lost my weight, I became a mentor, became a coach, learned everything I know from Corinne. And now I still do a little bit of coaching, but most of the time I'm on the back end, making sure all of the amazing vision that Corinne has for you actually gets implemented and gets presented. And I love my job. I love everything about my job. It's just such a cool place to be. So that's about me. I want you to listen to this little presentation this morning with the ears of a beginner, whether you've been here a day, a week, a year, 3 years. I want you to come into this with a beginner's mindset, all right? And we're first going to talk about the rules. And I know a lot of you all have heard Corinne say this, but it's super duper important. You don't post anything in the Facebook community until you've made a plan for the day. Don't make it hard. You don't have to have a brand new planner. All you need is a post-it note or a scrap of paper. Make your plan. That's always the very first thing you do every day. When Corinne is teaching, make sure your water is with you, because what do you do when Corinne cusses, right? You drink your water. You might not get as much watering with my cussing, but if you want to drink water today, do it when I say plan, okay? Every time I say plan, take a gulp. How about that? Ask questions when you don't know what to do. Always ask questions. Write this down. If I'm overwhelmed, confused, or just plain curious, I'm going to ask someone a question. We have several places you can ask, and I'm going to go over those in just a minute. So those are your three things. Don't do a single thing until you've made a plan for the day. When Corinne teaches, make sure you got your water with you, because when she cusses, that's the rule. You drink when she cusses. For me, drink when I say plan. Okay? And then always, always ask questions. There are never any stupid questions. Okay? Well, let's see. There we go. So getting started. Whether you're starting out fresh, going back to the basics, you'll always do these things first. You'll do orientation, which is super simple. It's like four lessons, 20 minutes tops if you don't put her on 2x speed. Then you'll go to the No BS weight loss course. That's your homework until you finish, right? If you're not done with No BS, you don't need to be listening to calls. You don't need to be checking out the bonus courses. Nothing else. No BS is where it is. It's the foundation for everything. You'll download your private member podcast. You should have gotten an email from us explaining that your podcast emails will come from Castos or from us. Not sure where we are in that process yet. They may still come from Castos. And there are super simple instructions on how to download. If you have not finished the No BS course yet, you will get the live training replays, which are all the calls, the coaching calls like this one, that will be on your phone in your podcast player, so you can listen to them on the go. When you finish module one, you'll get the No BS course in its own very special podcast. That's so you can listen and review and listen again as many times as you want to in an easy, easy place. After, you know, and of course the other thing is plan like your dreams depend on it. Plan, plan, plan. That's lots of water, y'all. I still plan every day. I was looking at my planner this morning and I was like, oh, it's May 1st, new planner time. I get to fill out my planner, get to set my goal for the next 60 days. I get my habit tracker the way I like it. I'm gonna talk about all these things. So plan. Try to remember. Okay, warning. Okay, you're going to see a couple of these. You will get access to the private member Facebook group when you complete module one of No BS. Now, module one is where all the basics information is. All those action line steps of how to make your plan doable, how to eat when you're hungry, how to stop when you're satisfied, why water and sleep are important. All that is in module one. Super important, right? After you finish module one, you will get the No BS course in your private member podcast, like I mentioned. You will also get a link to the main Facebook group. What are you supposed to do before you visit the Facebook group every day? You're supposed to make your doable plan, right? Every day, that's the first thing you do. Then don't get lost in Facebook, okay? Facebook is where we come together, where we ask each other questions, where we have a little social. Your work is always on the website, always in an OBS course. So make sure you continue on to module 2 because that's where the life change begins. That's where you start to change your thinking around what you're doing, around your weight loss, around your life. Okay, module 2 is super duper important. So when you get the Private Member Podcast, no BS, in your ear at the end of module 1, and when you get the Facebook group, don't stop listening. Module 2 will change your life. So the No BS Weight Loss Course, it's good to watch the videos slowly. It's also good to watch them over and over again. So while I was preparing to be with you today, I listened to the call that Corinne did, the orientation call, 3 times this week, just this week, just to kind of get a feel for what she likes to teach, how she teaches it and things like that. And I thought, I'm hearing something new each time. That's how it will be with the No BS Weight Loss Course. Listen to it slowly. Take notes. Do the worksheets. Listen again. See what you come up with that's new. A lot of times what I like to do is listen to a video and take notes. And then I'll use those notes when I listen again and I'll fill in some gaps and I'll add some things that I hear that are new. Make sure you do the worksheets as they come up. The worksheets help you implement what you're learning in the videos. They'll show you ways to make the action steps possible in your life, how to put them together, when to do them, things like that. You'll also, in the No BS course, have transcripts to read from every lesson. If you're like me, when I'm reading a book, a lot of times I will have the audible version in my ear and I'll, like it's being read to me, and I'll follow along in the book. So I get my ears and my eyes focused on the same thing. It's super easy to work through like that. And remember, the reason I say to listen more than one time is the first time you listen to something, you'll catch about 20%. Seriously, there's that's a true statement. The next time you listen, you'll catch about 20% more. So it's okay to repeat lessons. In fact, it's encouraged to repeat lessons. When you have questions, you've got 3 different places to ask all of your questions. You've got Ask Coaches on the website. Go to, on the menu, go to Get Coached and Ask Coaches. There's a place for you to review frequently asked questions, like those questions that they get all the time. Instantaneous answer right there. If you'll look at the FAQs, if your question isn't in the FAQs, then go ahead and populate your question. Give the coaches about 24 hours, then go back and check recent answers. You're not going to get, right now, you're not going to get an email saying your question was answered. You're going to have to go back into Ask Coaches and look for it. But that's fine, because when you go into recent answers, it's like a catalog of everyone's questions. You can read through all of them. It's really, really a great resource if you want to see how the coaches are answering questions. If you want to crowdsource your answers, go into the Facebook group. Ask your question. You'll have newbies. You'll have elders. You'll have OGs. You'll have people working the program, all kinds of folks. They're helping you with what they're learning, what they're seeing. I love when I see questions like, I'm looking for ways to find satisfied. How are you guys seeing it? What kind of clues do you see? And then they just, answers come out from everywhere. And you can try things and you can see that other people are doing the same work that you're doing. Then, of course, we have our support at pnptribe.com customer service address. They will answer anything, forward your questions to members of the team. That's where, if you have a question specifically for me, that's where you can find me, is support@pmptribe.com. Vern and Mammy, who is Corinne's mom, they will treat you with amazing care. They love all the members and they love their jobs. Customer support is something that we really, really pride ourselves on, and they do a great job. Next, here's another warning. Make sure you're asking your questions. You're here to lose weight, not to sit around thinking you're alone, too far gone, the only one who thinks this way, or hope someone notices that you aren't participating. This is where you learn self-advocacy. It's such an important and key skill to build, to not only lose weight, but to show up every day in your job, in your life. How are you taking care of you today? It might be because you asked a question in the Facebook group, or you posted something and asked coaches. When you start to notice you're a little confused, or you're a little overwhelmed, or you don't know what step to do, that's when you ask a question. You've got three places, right? Ask coaches, Facebook group, and support. You cannot show up how you always have shown up and hope it will be different. You have to be different. Next, we're going to talk about a weekly flow. This is what we suggest. This is what so many of our members do and what they find works for them. You will start every Sunday. I think it comes out at 6 a.m. Central Time, the No BS Weekly Newsletter. We just redid it. It's gorgeous. You can get to it from a link on your phone, from your email. You can get to it straight on the homepage on the website. Either way, it's going to show you the call schedule for the week. It's going to give you some tips. It's going to give you a success story every week. It's going to show you some impactful posts. If you don't get this email, first thing you do is you check your junk, check your spam. Next thing you do is you email support. They'll either give you the link or they'll help figure out why you're not getting the emails. Of course, you can always go to the homepage. There's a button there to click. From the homepage, there's even one from the menu that says news calendar replace. Okay. So make sure you're letting us know if you're not getting emails. Guess what you do next? Make a daily plan before you listen to 1 second of Corinne or any of the other coaches. Listen to a No BS weight loss course lesson, either daily or on a schedule you know you'll do. So for me, I don't personally develop every day. I might have a podcast in my ear while I'm getting ready or something like that. But what I do is I schedule blocks of time. I schedule, I think, a couple of hours, 3 hours to either read my book, do my personal development, watch coaching calls, whatever it is I want to do. You figure out what works for you. Some people like to start their day with personal development every single day. Some people like to do it in the evening every single day. Some people time block. You decide what works for you, okay? But put that time on the calendar and honor it. Show up for yourself. This is where you learn how to listen, implement, and not shelf-develop. Now, who doesn't know what shelf-develop means, okay? Shelf-develop means I'm listening to all the things, but I'm not doing the work yet. I'm reading all the books, but I'm not putting in anything into action yet. You want to watch your tendency to do that. You got to make that very first step, and that will pull you into action, pull you into weight loss. Okay? When you complete module one of No BS, you'll get access to the Facebook group. We've talked about this, and the whole No BS weight loss course podcast in email. So make sure, here's what's important about this. The reason we can send them out when you complete module one is because you check the boxes as you listen to the lessons. You have to click completed and move to the next lesson in order for this trigger to happen. Okay? So make sure you check those boxes in module one as you finish each video, and that will trigger the email for the Facebook group and for the No BS Weight Loss course private member podcast email. So that would be the podcast, the one private member podcast called No BS Course, that is only the video lessons, the audio of the lessons in the No BS weight loss course. That's all that's in there. Live calls and replays. You'll get an email when Corinne's calls start with a link to either Zoom or Facebook. So if there's a link to Zoom, obviously it's just like this. If there's a link to Facebook, that means she's going live in the Facebook group. You'll see her live every weekday this coming in May, right? Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central in the main Facebook group for the Basics 2.0 course. It'll be 9 a.m. Central on Wednesdays. Okay. Every call is scheduled a month in advance, and you will find them on the training calendar on the website. When you log in, that menu on the left will have news calendar replay button. That's how you get to the calendar. That's how you get to the training calendar. Only watch what makes sense for you after your No BS weight loss course is done, or you feel confident you can listen to more. After you make your plan, after you watch a No BS weight loss lesson, you can check out something else if you want, but you don't have to. That's a beautiful thing. As I was listening to Corinne talk about this, she said, she was talking about how on her coaching call, she repeats herself a lot, and she does. You know, we teach the same things over and over based on what the client needs. So let's say you decide you're not going to listen to a coaching call for a month. You're not going to miss anything. Because when you do start listening to calls, you're going to hear exactly what you need at that time. Because the coaching repeats. The coaching is applicable. Okay? So the weekly calls dive deeper into the things that get in the way of weight loss. The calls are there to help you listen on the go in the private member podcast so you can keep your No BS mindset front and center. We have members who have Corinne in their ear every single day just to keep them motivated, to keep them in the right mindset. If that's for you, that's perfect. If it's not, maybe it's No BS every day. Maybe it's setting up your day every single day with your 24-hour plan. You decide what's right for you. Here's another warning. You will not get behind. You can't get behind. That's what self-paced means. You work at your pace that feels right for you. Everyone learns differently. You might want to listen. You might want to read. You might want to watch. You might want to actually write notes. You have to decide what works for you. But remember, you will never be behind. The replays are like Netflix. 95% of the members listen to the replays. And that's truth. We track that. We know that that's what happens. Some people like to do live calls. I know Jean Banning is on every single call. She's on here today. Sierra is on a lot of calls. That's great. That's because that's how they learn. They love being engaged. They love doing the calls. If you're a replay person, because you can put it on 2x speed, because you can listen while you're fixing dinner or driving to the office, that's fine too. You get to decide how you learn best. And that's what makes this program so doable for everyone. And then the whole replays are like Netflix kind of thing. Corinne was talking in her call last month about how when she goes to Netflix, she doesn't listen. She doesn't watch the rom-coms. She doesn't watch the kids' shows. That's not what she's into. But she gets all the action stuff. She gets the shows like Lucifer, The Intrigue, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what she chooses to listen to. She doesn't go in there and say, oh my gosh, Netflix added 14 more shows. I've got to watch all of them. She picks and chooses what she likes, right? Picks and chooses what she likes. That's what you need to do as well. Maybe you've decided there's a coach, a particular coach that you particularly identify with and you love their calls. Pick up every single one of those. Maybe you only want to listen to Corinne. That's fine too. Figure out how you learn best. You see a thing going here? All right, making planning your daily habit. So you're going to do these things. You're going to plan the time of day that for 2 weeks you will make a daily plan and assessment. There's no wrong way to do this, y'all. I do mine at night when my planner sits on my nightstand. And when I tell Ken goodnight and I come upstairs, I change my clothes, wash my face, sit on my bed, assess my day and plan my next day. That's what works for Kathy. And I've done it like that for years. When I don't do that, I'm off my game. I think I have to find time in the morning. I have to, you know, change my routine in the morning to get it done. Corinne is a morning planner. She gets up, she goes to her chair. She knows exactly where her planner is. She picks it up. She assesses the previous day and does the next day. You decide what works for you. You can carry a sticky note around with you all day long. Write your food down so you remember what you ate. The goal isn't to pick a perfect time of day to do it. The goal is to make sure you do it. So you find the time, decide what you're going to do for the next 2 weeks, see if it works. If it doesn't, pick another time, but give it 2 weeks to build that habit. So pick your spot, like mine is on my bed, Corinne's in her chair. Put your pen and planner in that spot so you don't miss it or forget about it. I'll tell you this too. I put my favorite pen next to my planner. I like to write in colored ink. Like I have pink and I have orange and I have red and blue and purple. I like to make it fun. So I put a colored ink pen with my planner. A little bit of crazy from Kathy. Instructions for how to use the No BS 60-Day Planner are in the front of the planner. There's also a course if you need it. So in module one, Corinne has like an intro to the planner lesson. That's awesome. Okay. It tells you why you need to use the planner, how to use the planner, where to get a planner and all that kind of stuff. If you want to go into a deep dive into the planner, like Kathy, I'm going to have to know how to fill out these worksheets. I'm going to need somebody to walk me through them. There's a link in that lesson to our planner course. Our coaches got together. They created a course based on each planner page. So let's say you have trouble with the ideal day page. I don't even know what that means. You can go to the planner course, which you can either get to from No BS, or you can get to it from the self-study resources part of the menu. And you can look up the lesson on ideal day. I think Coach Betsy did that lesson. Let's say you don't really get the discovery worksheet. Guess what? You can go to the planner course, and I think it was Coach MJ did a lesson on the discovery worksheet. So we have all of that on the website and waiting for you if that's what you need. Setting a goal. Everybody wants to know when they start, what should my goal weight be? What kind of goal should I set? So here's what we suggest. Set a doable goal. You're probably excited. You probably have some doubts. It's all normal. They're all mixed up in there together in that beautiful brain of yours. Just sit down and decide what a doable goal would be for you. It might be half a pound a week. It might be 2 pounds a week. It might change. You know, you might say, okay, I'm gonna go conservative and be a half a pound a week girl. And then after the first month, you realize you're losing a pound a week. You can change your goal. It can go both ways. You might decide, you know what, I'm all in. I'm doing 2 pounds a week. And you realize, you know what? What's really happening for me because of the way I'm implementing the basics is a pound a week. And I'm good with that too. It just needs to be doable. No batshit crazy goals, y'all. I mean, seriously, make it reasonable and doable. That's the whole key. So for me, what I decided to do when I lost weight was I didn't focus on the end goal. I didn't have this big number in the sky that I wanted to see if I could reach. I focused on my habits. I focused on my food journal. My plan, my assessment, how foods made my knees feel. That's where my focus was. And I ended up, you know, in about 18 months, 80 pounds, it's about a pound a week. And it was perfect because guess what? I kept it off because I was learning new habits. I was keeping things realistic. I was doing things I knew I would do. So the key to goals is to amplify your progress points. A goal shows you what direction to go in. It's like giving yourself a tether, right? But what you do to get there is the most important thing to track and find pride in. You need to be keeping track of how many plans you do, how many assessments you do, how well you stuck with eating when you were hungry, how well you stopped with enough, what you're learning. The scale is not the only measure of a goal, y'all. That all these other things, pant sizes, metrics, data in your habit tracker, those are also, you can set goals around those. Those are also progress points that help you determine whether or not you're having success. And that's such an important concept. So the habit tracker inside the planner is a perfect way to track key behaviors that help you get to the goal. So I have my planner right here, and I was looking at my habit tracker. One of the coolest things we did in the last update was we gave you a habit tracker page that has two blank boxes, right? So you can put in there something that you want to track that maybe isn't on the page. Hang on a second. For me, I split out workout and self-development. So there's one box for both of those. I mark out self-development and I put it in one of the blank boxes. You can also, there's one box for doable hunger method. You can split that out and you can have a habit tracker for ate when I'm hungry, stopped at enough. There's all kinds of things that you can decide to track and you can decide to do for yourself when you come into the habit tracker. It's a beautiful tool that really shows you at the end of the month where you might want to focus the next month. So you'll get to your goals faster when you make a plan and you use your planner every day. I can't even stress enough what an important tool this planner is. Avoiding overwhelm and self-sabotage. This is where we get into just a little bit of watch for these thoughts, because these are the ones that will not keep you focused on your weight loss. So watch out for thinking, I don't know what to do, or I'm not good at weight loss. This this thought, I don't know what to do, it'll catch you. It feels like, you know, it's somebody else's fault sometimes. But you always know what the next thing to do is. All you have to ask yourself is, or tell yourself is, I'm figuring it out. Or, of course I know what to do. I need to make a plan. I need to have a swig of water. I need to ask myself if I'm hungry. Whenever you hear, I don't know what to do, tell yourself, of course I do. I'm figuring it out. I know what the next step is. Watch out for thinking I'm not good at weight loss. If you think that, ask for some help. I'm thinking today, just make a post. I'm thinking today I'm not good at weight loss, and here's why. I bet you a bunch of No BS women are going to be in that post and helping you out and saying, here's what you do. Do this. Take this small step. Here's what I did when I had that thought. Here's another one. Watch out for thinking I made a mistake. Perfection isn't required, y'all. None of us is perfect. Not a single one of us. If we were perfect, we'd have little halos and we'd be, you know, little angel wings and all that stuff. We are not perfect. The beautiful thing about not being perfect, though, is that we continually give ourselves opportunities to improve if we look at the mistakes in that perspective. Okay? Let me ask you this. When you change jobs and you go into a brand new job, do you walk into it knowing everything? Do you walk into it saying, I got this, I got it all, I know exactly what to do? Or do you have learning to do? Do you make a mistake now and then? Do you ask for help? Just think about this like walking into a new job. I got this. Somebody believes in me because they hired me. Somebody also believes in you because you're here. Okay? So perfection is not required, but continuing to move forward is. And think forward. What can I do that will help me today? What can I do that will help me tomorrow? What can I think? What can I fill my brain with that's going to keep me on task? right? Those are the kinds of things you need to be telling yourself and asking yourself. So change happens in stages. It's kind of what I was talking about with the new job. You don't go in knowing everything. You don't go in on autopilot, right? You go in thinking, I know a little bit about what I'm doing here, and I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to focus on it. So the first 25% of your time is on focus. It's on figuring things out. You'll probably get a few things on lock in the beginning, and then you'll start layering more things in. And as you layer more things in, you're going to see that you're about 50% focused, and you're starting to compound a few wins. But you don't have everything on lock, and that's okay because you're learning. You stay there for a little bit, then you start to think, you know what? I'm really getting the swing of this. It's easy to think now. It's easier to keep going. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But I'm also thinking about what I can learn, what I can improve, what my next steps are. And then after a time, you're on about 95% autopilot. Again, not perfect. Recovery becomes easier. You're still doing those plans every day. You're doing your planner, you're updating your habit tracker. You've got some more things on autopilot. You've found the right place, the right time for you to work in your no BS lessons, to work in your call replays, to do your plan. That's what happens. It's a progression, and it's exactly the way it's supposed to be, just like if you're starting a new job. Things to watch for. I have to do this feels hard. I should do this feels hard. What if you started thinking, I choose to do this, or I get to do this? Instead of saying, got to make that plan. I really should make my plan. What if you think, I choose to make my plan for tomorrow? I get to make my plan for tomorrow because I have this beautiful planner. I have all this information. I know what I'm going to do next. Just feels so different. And when you feel so different like that, your actions follow through in such amazing ways. When you think I choose to do something, it's so much more of a positive feeling than I have to do something, right? Watch how you talk to yourself because that's so important. That's what module 2 is going to teach you. So let the feelings of doubt and fear come up and don't get pissed about them. Okay. Every single day I have doubt and fear about something. It could be about work. It could be about a relationship. It could be about what I'm going to eat. It could be about, you know, what I'm going to watch on TV. It could be about the weather. Every single day there's doubt and fear. That's because I'm a human being, y'all. And I bet every single day there's doubt and fear for you too. That's okay. You just ask yourself, can I just do this next thing? Or you say, let's say your thought is, I don't know if I'll be able to follow my plan today. Maybe you can say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to follow my plan today, but, you know, Coach Kim used to say, slap a butt on it, but I'm going to try, but I'm going to make it super doable so I can. Can I just make a doable plan today? Just turns all that doubt and fear into something that maybe can happen for you. You can let it be there. You can feel it because you are a human being, right? Sierra says, fear is face everything and rise. Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are feelings that we all feel. And there's nothing wrong with them. You just got to recognize them and say, well, can I just do this next best thing? Can I just be, you know, make my plan? Can I just follow it for breakfast? Can I just now follow it for lunch? You know, take those, when you feel fear and doubt, take those smaller steps and then show yourself that, yeah, you can just do those things. And seriously, when you show up, you have to celebrate everything, every single win, no matter how small. You have to convince your habit brain that things are different now, y'all. Celebrating makes the new habits that you're learning in no BS really attractive, and you'll want to repeat those new habits. Watching how you talk to yourself every day will change everything. And you can look forward to mind changing in module two. So celebrate, celebrate. I mean, yay, I made my plan today. Yay, I've made a plan every day for 7 days. Yay, I've made a plan every day for a month. I've assessed every day. Look at me, I'm showing up. I am doing the things. So now we're on to some Q&A. Let me get back to full screen. And we'll get rolling. I am. All right. I have a couple questions here. Now's the time. If you have something that I didn't cover, go ahead and throw it up in here and I'll see what I can help you with. Can you give tips on how to deal with the letdown for only a few bites to get you dissatisfied? I sure can. We've all felt that, Chris. I mean, seriously. It's like I coached a woman one time about mourning the amount of food she found that got her dissatisfied. So what if you at first say, of course I'm sad. Of course I'm used to eating more. What if you just said that first? That's like that fear and doubt conversation I was having. What if you just said, yeah, of course I want to eat more. But I also, this is where the butt comes in, but I also know that I have this new knowledge that I've been overeating. And that my body doesn't need that much food. And that's okay, because ultimately what I want to do is have a healthy body, is have a healthy mindset around food, and to know that I'm eating the right foods and the right quantity. I think you just have to have that conversation with yourself. I answered a post in the, I think it was in the main Facebook group, that somebody asked about not wanting to stop. And I said, it's almost like you can give yourself some options. You can say, of course I want to eat more, but here are my options. I can overeat and pay the currency for the overeat. Might show up on the scale, might show up in indigestion, might show up in my pants. You know, that's the currency I pay for an overeat. Or you know what? I could wrap this up, have some more tomorrow, or for my next meal or for a snack. I can fix it tomorrow. If you're at a restaurant, you can go back and order it again. You know, you have other options. And then you make the choice that you want to make in that moment, but you make it with your eyes wide open. You don't make it based on a reaction to, you know, I might never get this again. You make a conscious decision. And if it's a conscious decision to overeat, that's what it is. Do your discovery worksheet, figure out what you're telling yourself, decide if you like the decision, and then move forward. No judgment, no shame. So I hope that helps, Chris. You have to let me know. Lori says, I ask myself if those bites of food are worth trading my goal for. It's a great question. A lot of times it's not, right? So Megan wants to know, do I need to finish the course before doing the worksheets? How do I know when to do the worksheets? This is a great question. So Megan, I'm not sure where you're watching the course. So I'm going to give you a couple of options. There is on the course page itself, there is a worksheet workbook. So you can print that out and it's every worksheet mentioned in every module. And the very first worksheet tells you what it's a checklist. The very first page in that workbook is a checklist and it tells you which worksheets go with which modules. Also, if you're watching on the computer or on your, you know, in the course itself, if you're watching the videos, each video will have a button at the bottom for the worksheet that goes with the video. So what I would do, honestly, is I would do one video at a time and whatever worksheet goes with that video, because those two things will go together. You'll watch Corinne, you'll do the worksheet so you know how to implement what she's taught. There is not a worksheet for every video, and some videos may have more than one, but I would do them together, watch the video, do the worksheet, think about what you learned, then move on to the next topic. What do I do with my heaps of diet stuff I own? I have bad diet brain and envy with all the fails. I feel like I may need all the old stuff. Well, I think a lot of us join No BS with a lot of diet brain because we've found No BS because Weight Watchers hadn't worked. keto hadn't worked, Jenny Craig, all the things. Those are all, I mean, when I joined, I probably had five different iterations of Weight Watchers in my closet. So what I did was I decided to go all in on no BS for a month or two, all in on learning the new styles and the new techniques for a month or two. I decided for this amount of time, I'm not looking at anything else. I'm going to fully embrace no BS because this is where I am right now. Corinne makes sense. You know, y'all probably heard me talk about the day I met her at that church retreat. I came home and I told my husband, I said, I'm going to try this one more time because I met this girl and she just makes sense. It just makes so much sense. And I kept telling myself whenever I wanted to pull out Weight Watchers and go, I wonder how many points this would have been. Or whenever I wanted to hit the calorie counter, I said, wait a minute. That's not what makes sense. What makes sense is paying attention to my body, what I need, and when I'm hungry and when I've had enough. Because what my body needs is not the same as what somebody else's body needs. And what Corinne is teaching you is how to pay attention to what you need. It becomes another point of self-advocacy. So that's what I would do, Lynn. I would say the diet stuff is a distraction right now. I'm going full in on no BS and I'm going to watch what my brain tells me. And I'm going to remind it full in on no BS is what I've chosen to do. Okay. Tara, I just found out I'm pregnant. Woo! Congratulations. That's amazing. Any tips on working no BS during pregnancy, especially the first trimester when I'm nauseous and all I want is crackers? This is, no BS is the perfect program for pregnancy because of all the things I just said. This is your opportunity to give your body and your baby exactly what it asks for. And crackers someday may be all it asks for, and that's okay. But there's going to be a day when you're going to wake up and you're going to go, I'm going to have a steak today. Or I am, you know what? My body wants greens. Oh my gosh, I want all the kale and all the lettuce and all the green beans. This is the perfect time for you to be in no BS and paying attention to when you're hungry and when you've had enough. It will help you manage your weight through your pregnancy. It will help you manage what your body needs through your pregnancy. We have had so many no BS babies. It's amazing. It's amazing. So you are exactly in the right place. Just be super intuitive about what you need. And when you're planning, honestly, Tara, for this time period when all you want is crackers, just make sure you're planning. Go ahead and plan breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what you think you might want. But in your snack, put all the crackers I need. Okay. And make sure you're listening to hunger and paying attention to satisfied. That's going to be even more important for you because I don't know about anybody else on this call, but when I was pregnant, the indigestion was real. And that was my key to knowing when I had overeaten, when I had eaten something that my body wasn't ready for. That was key. Right. Sandy, I hear about different methods like the Kathy method. Can you explain these different strategies? Okay. Yeah, there are some anomalies in the no BS, I don't know, lore, I suppose you would call it. You can go to the website and you can Google search Kathy method and a video will come up on it. It's basically, I was on a coaching call one day with someone who said, I always eat past enough. I can't find satisfied. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I said, I want you to sit down at the table with your regular plate of food and no distractions. And I want you to eat half of your plate and I want you to wait for 10 minutes. And during that 10 minutes, I want you to check in with your body. What's going on in your head? What's going on with your throat? How's your stomach feel? You know, kind of gauge whether or not you are satisfied yet. Where might you be, you know, within that hungry and satisfied range? 10 minutes. Because it takes about 10 minutes, maybe even a little bit longer, for the food you've swallowed to reach your stomach and for a signal to get back up to your brain that you've had enough. So after that 10 minutes, if you've decided, I haven't had enough yet, not satisfied yet, eat half again and repeat. And you just keep doing that and being real with yourself and honest until you find satisfied. So that's what I taught this particular person to do. And it became the Kathy method. There is also something that we call the Amber method. You can also search that on the website. It was a call that Corinne did not too long ago, just a few months ago. It's in a quick hit. And it's also in a coaching call where she told Amber something very similar, but she said, for the next week, you only eat half and you watch what you journal about it and you watch how you feel. So that's kind of the way those things get started. And eventually, if they take hold, they're usually no BS branded, so that the Kathy method isn't called the Kathy method anymore. It might be called No BS Tips to Finding Satisfied or something like that. All right. Julie says, please, can the UK times be put next to the calls? I'm a newbie from the UK and I'm so confused by different US time zones. Yeah. So Julie, we always only put central time so that you can actually get on the Googles and say, what's the time difference? You know, if it's, you can ask Google difference between central time and UK time, and it will tell you the number of hours. Also, on the website, the training calendar will automatically convert to your time zone, or it should. If it's not converting to your time zone, I need you to email us at support@pnptribe.com, because that's what will really, really help you. But anytime you're confused about what time zone we're really in, we're in the same time zone as Chicago. That's the easiest way for me to remember it. And we have, Julie, we have people around the world. So just putting UK times on there would be confusing as well, because we have people in Egypt and Australia and Europe and all across the United States, Alaska, Hawaii, all the places. All right, Susie said, I had my first Eat Your Face Off moment yesterday. I felt possessed. Did a discovery worksheet and cannot figure out what prompted it. I had an I deserve this thought. How do I talk myself out of these moments? So that's what prompted it, right? I deserve this. What if that's all that prompted it? You decided that you needed a reward for whatever it was that, you know, went wrong or went right or whatever happened. Okay. So what you do now, because you found that thought, that's beautiful. It's beautiful that you found the thought. It sounds innocuous. It sounds like, no, it's not a bad thought. I deserve this. But what if that is what triggered your overeat, that thought? Now you know it. Now you can watch for it. Now when you hear, I deserve this, you can say, wait just a minute. What do I really deserve? I deserve a thin body. I deserve a stomach that's not giving me heartburn. I deserve to lose weight this week. I deserve to follow my plan because I am an obese woman. That's what you can do. You can tell yourself, I deserve food, really? What do I really deserve here? Okay. And if you need more help processing your discovery worksheet, it's a beautiful thing to take to Ask Coaches. Okay. That's what they're there for. They will give you all the feedback on what you learned and what you can do going forward, how you can use that information. Sarah, my diet mentality of years of tracking calories has me exhausted and I've chosen not to weigh myself. How do you measure success when you're focusing on behaviors in the beginning? Honestly, I would measure my success based on whether or not I'm eating when I'm hungry and whether or not I'm stopping when I'm satisfied. And whether or not I'm following my plans. That's how I would measure my success every single day. If you've decided not to weigh, that's fine. But that's where all of your success will start from, is whether or not you're following your doable plans and whether or not you're following your doable hunger method. And you can track those in your planner in that habit tracker. Okay. And I just want to tell you, Sarah, it can be done. Breaking the calorie counting habit can be done, because that's what I had to do. I totally had to do that. And what happens is when you don't rely on a calorie counter number anymore, your brain kind of freaks out because it doesn't know what to do. It's when you come in and you remind it, I don't need a calorie counter because I'm learning how to pay attention to my body. I'm learning how to only eat when I'm hungry. And that's what becomes so important, is becoming so much more intuitive about when you need to eat and how much you need to eat, that you're actually honoring what your body needs, not what some calorie counter developer app decided you needed. When you think about it in those terms, that you have all the authority over your body instead of the Lose It app or MyFitnessPal or Weight Watchers chart, I mean, what do those people know about you, right? What do you know about yourself? What can you learn about yourself? How do I deal with eating when hungry? When feeding the family occurs more by the clock and schedule, especially breakfast and supper. So there's a couple things you can do here, Cynthia. You can either make yourself a plate and set it aside and wait until you're hungry. To me, that's, I mean, a lot of people do that. To me, that's hard. What I do is I back the truck up and I decide I'm not having a snack or I'm not having anything to eat 3 to 4 hours before mealtime. So that hopefully by mealtime, I am hungry and I am ready to eat with my family. So just a couple little hacks like that. That's also, it's a great, great question to put in the Facebook group to source other people's answers. What happens on a hungry, hungry hippo day? There are days when my hormones are running the show and I could eat my arm. I'm truly hungry, but it's a larger amount of food. Then what if, Jean, what if your body is asking for more food that day for a reason? So maybe you plan in the morning a little bit more food that day. Or you plan the same foods, but you have more quantity available. You just have to be super, super cautious that you're eating to enough and not eating to full. But your hunger, if you're really, really paying attention to your hunger, and it sounds like you are, you're going to notice that some days are hungry days and some days are not. And it's based on what your body is asking you for, based on what it needs for that day. Suggestions for family events. I know add to plan, but they always want you to eat more than I need. Thank you for all your work. Why are you eating based on what they want? That's what you need to ask yourself. Of course they do. They want to see you happy. That's how they've taught you to be happy. You know, what if you tell them, you know, I'm good. I'm good. I feel really, really good today. And this is enough food for me. Yeah. Is there a time limit to finishing the course? Absolutely not. It is totally self-paced. It is always there for you. In fact, every member of No BS has access to the No BS weight loss course. They can go through it one time or 10 times. We usually try and have people go through it at least quarterly, just because, like I was telling you, you're going to pick up 20 to 25% of it the first time. Then you're going to implement some stuff. You go back and listen again and you're going to think, oh, wait, I can do that now too. Oh, I don't remember hearing that part. Oh, that's my next step. So no time limit. Go through it as quickly, as slowly as you want. Just make sure you're picking up what you need. Go back through it as many times as you want. How do I get an accountability group in the country I'm in? I'm in the UK. So Jean, on our website, under Facebook community, I believe, is a page that says my accountability groups, something like that. But it's under Facebook on the website, accountability group. And that's where you make your request. On our request form, we just actually added a couple of time zones. We added UK and we added Australia. So let's say you're in Spain, but you know you're in roughly the same time zone or within an hour or so of UK time, then you'll go ahead and say, I'd like to have an accountability partner that's in that time zone. Now, it might take a little bit longer for another UK person to show up and want an accountability member, but feel free to check in with Heidi as much as you need to make sure, you're up on that list. So you can reach Heidi also at support@pnptribe.com. And she is our accountability group's master. She's the one who matches everyone up, who answers all the questions about them. And she takes all the data from all those forms and helps people get matched up based on time zones, based on age, if you want, based on interests, just fill out that form and she will match you up the very best she can. All right. Jessica, thank you for adding that accountability form in the chat. Is there anything else? That is the last question I have, and we are right at 1 hour, so I think that's perfect. So I'm going to call it. I really enjoyed this call, you guys. Thank you for being here. I hope it was helpful. If you have any questions, where are the three places you ask questions? Facebook group, Ask Coaches, support at pmptribe.com, and what do you do the very first thing before you do anything else? Make your plan, right? All right. You guys have a great weekend, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.